Isaiah chapter 24. Behold, the Lord is about to depopulate the land and empty it, and he will overturn the face of it and scatter its inhabitants. And it will come to pass that, as the people at large are, so the priest will be. As the manservant is, so his master will be. As the maidservant is, so her mistress will be. As the buyer is, so the seller will be. As the lender is, so the borrower will be. As the creditor is, so his debtor will be. The land will certainly be depopulated, and it will certainly be plundered, for the Lord has spoken these words. The land will mourn and fade, the world will languish and fade. The haughty among the people of the land will languish, and the land has been defiled by its inhabitants, for they have transgressed the laws. They have disregarded the statute. They have violated the age-abiding covenant. Which is why a curse has devoured the land, and those who inhabit it bear the guilt. It is why the inhabitants of the land are fuming, and very few men remain. The new wine is mourning, the vine is languishing. All those of joyful heart are now sighing. The rejoicing of drums has ceased, the tumult of those exulting has stopped. The rejoicing of the harp has ceased. They shall not drink wine with singing. The liquor will become bitter to those who drink it. The town of desolation has been broken up. Every house is shut up, preventing entering. There is a cry for wine in the streets. All joy has drawn to a close, and the rejoicing in the land has passed away. What remains in the city is desolation, and the gate has been pounded to ruins. For so it will be on the earth among the nations, as when the olive tree has been beaten, like the gleanings when the grape harvest has finished. They will raise their voices, they will be jubilant, they will shout for joy from across the sea, because of the majesty of the Lord. For this reason, glorify the Lord with lights, the name of the Lord God of Israel, in the coastlands of the sea. From the extremities of the earth we have heard singing, to the illustriousness of the righteous one. But I said, woe is me, woe is me, alas for me, traitors have betrayed me, and the traitors have committed a betrayal. Fear and a pitfall and a snare are looming over you, you inhabitants of the earth. And it will come to pass that he who flees at a fearful sound will fall into the pit, and he who comes up out of the pit will be caught in the snare. For the floodgates on high will open, and the foundations of the earth will shake. The earth will be utterly broken into pieces. The earth will be thoroughly torn apart. The earth will totter perilously. The earth will stagger precariously like a drunkard, and it will sway like a shack, and its transgression will weigh heavily on it, and it will fall and not rise again. And it will come to pass on that day that the Lord will visit the higher powers in a high place, and the kings of the earth on the earth. And they will be gathered up like the herding of prisoners into the pit, and they will be shut up in confinement. Then after many days they will be visited. And the moon will blush, and the sun will be at a loss, when the Lord of hosts reigns on Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, with glory in the presence of his appointed elders.